face it. Your toddler is gifted. You know it, and it's only a matter of time before the world recognizes what a special, exceptionally smart, overwhelmingly good-looking human being you've pushed out of your miracle hole. Shouldn't your baby's feces smell just as special? Introducing Mommy, My Shit Don't Stink Colon Freshening System. Step 1. Scrub the outer anus vigorously with the included wire bristle brush. Step 2. Use the Mommy My Shit Don't Stink pre-moistened towelette to wipe up any excess external blood. Step 3. Choose one of the bundled anal fragrance oils, Raspberry Delight, Mint Chocolate Peanut Butter, or Juniper Breeze, and dilute the solution with a cup of water, 2 cups of any brand of 10W30 motor oil, and a teaspoon of brown sugar. Mmm, smells good, huh? Step 4. Pour the mixture into the supplied flavor injector. Step 5. Insert the injector into the anus no more than 3 inches and press down on the plunger. Step 6. Choose any one of the 6 sizes of Mommy My Shit Don't Stink cork stoppers and press firmly into your baby's rectum. This prevents any anal leakage of the fragrance mixture. Step 7. Wait 15 minutes before proceeding. If foaming of the rectum occurs around the edges of the cork stopper, consult a physician immediately. Step 8. After 15 minutes, place child in bathtub and remove the cork stopper. Step 9. Press firmly on the child's abdomen repeatedly. This will help squeeze out fecal buildup in any leftover fragrance solution. Step 10. To help maintain fresh-smelling feces, don't forget to give your child Aromaturd chewable tablets during every meal. For maximum results, ingest 1 chewable tablet per 2 bites of food. That's it!
Mmm, did someone light some incense?
No, that's just my baby. He did a number 2.
Yeah, but it smells like juniper.
That's right. That's because my baby shit don't stink.
Mommy, My Shit Don't Stink, by the makers of Mommy, I Can Shit Diamonds, another fine product from Jagoo.
I'm a sucker for other people's pain.
I have vaginal sex with my miniature stallion. Lows.
Eat that boom boom.
And you're putting feces in your mouth.
What the fuck is that?
You need it, we got it. Flea Market, Montgomery.
Shut your goddamn ass up.
We're gonna rape you.
Hey freaks, Tim Henson with you back for the Wednesday edition of DV. I just love that my listeners really get me. They know what I love. They always send great audio in. Enrique sent in the best of ghetto fights. Part 1 of 5. This is the Ohio edition. Now look, I want to state for the record, I am not racist. Yes, I like to see black people fighting, but it's because they're so loud. You know what I mean? They can't shut their fucking mouths in the movie theater. Why would they shut their fucking mouths when they're fighting, right? Was that racist? That was kind of racist. Anyone fighting, if it's white people fighting and they're loud, I love it just as much. Here are some black people fighting, though.
Why you so disrespectful, bitch? You don't want to be with me, just say that. All right,
come on. He pretty much said it right there.
Stop pulling. Come here, though. You're going to make me fuck up, dude.
I don't give a fuck.
Stop playing with me, man.
Get off of me, real. Call my brother right now.
Man, you just had the phone. Why you ain't called?
Man, shut up. Everybody talking to you, man.
So what?
Man,
I got it.
Be
with me, man.
Now he has taken his shirt off, right? This is a domestic situation. And you know shit, is real. It's going to get bad when the shirt comes off.
So call the brother now.
Oh.
Leave me alone, man.
No. Oh, she's punching him. He's really trying not to punch her. I'll give him credit.
Come get her,
dude. I don't know where the charger at.
Gator, why you gonna let him put his hands on me like that?
Damn, beat that bitch.
Oh, he's slamming her up against a car now. It's getting really cold in the D. She's gonna call her brother.
Y'all bitches some wussies. Y'all fighting some girls. Y'all want to go get fucky.
He's fighting you because you wouldn't keep your hands off of him. You were trying to punch him in the face.
That's a fucking face! Fucking face! I'm not doing nothing to
him. Love this shit. I eat this shit up. There should be a TV show called Ghetto Fights. I'd watch that.
Just go home.
I'm not going nowhere. It's a free crotch. I didn't do nothing to none of you. I'm not pissing you. I don't give a fuck. I didn't run to her car.
Won't you just leave me alone?
No, bitch, no. Leave me alone, Rio. You got no respect for me. All that I done for you, me and my kids.
Oh, she kicked him. Now he's punching her.
Move. Get off of me.
Get off of him! You're the one that just fucking kicked him! Come on! You can't have your... I hate women. I just hate women.
Hell no, man!
What is your problem, bitch? You want to see me in jail that bad? Hate ass, bitch!
He's slamming her up against the hood of the car. He has her down. He's on top of her.
You got another baby by another nigga, dog. What is your problem, nigga?
You don't need to know the man.
Oh, that's good shit. I mean, that just really pisses me off when a woman does that. She's punching him, like, really hard, kicking him, and then the second he touches her, why are you doing this to me?
No, fuck that, Kizzy. I'll do everything for you.
All right, Kizzy, I got you. Did you want to run your mouth?
I got to stop this. I mean, this goes on for another 5 minutes, but... You pretty much got the idea there. Well, thank you very much, Enrique, for that. Moving on, I just have to say, occasionally I'll come across a Distorted View listener who's very talented. Gladys Freak emailed me. He said, Mr. Henson, please check out my Raymond 14 song / video, What is Zoff? You know, that's a saying Raymond says all the time. I don't know what the hell Zoff is. Did he explain that in my interview? Regardless, I'm going to play the song for you here. But you really have to see the video. It's amazing. This guy's really talented. Take a listen to What is Zoff?
Okay. What is Zoff? What is Zoff?
The video is fucking fantastic. Explosions, women, Raymond 14 as an emperor. Very good graphical skills. Some black and white, half naked chicks getting spanked and shit. Very good. A lot of it is visual here. Instrumentals.
Raymond 14 busted down his fucking door for special delivery of little slash mystery. What is off? The question is your hoes are motherfuckers, my Stradis butthole to the floor. Twice I kill little busy head Buddha, slinging that wisdom like a Dutch slinging Buddha. National Union, Harpo Jarvie, chopping them hoes in the back of his RV. Zip flop, all the girls' bridges drop. The guy's getting jealous of his 14 inch car. My fucking haters learn a lesson or two. This is Raymond 14, who the fuck are you?
I will put a link on the show notes today so you can check out this amazing video from Gladys Freak. I guess you could also search for What is Zoff. So there you go. Little Raymond 14 update. I have got a great piece of audio. This isn't a porn blooper. It's an outtake, though. They couldn't use this in the final product. In this clip, there's two girls going at it. One is, I guess, licking another pussy or something. And the girl who is doing the licking notices something wrong with the pussy. I guess there's a scar or a mark, and she's worried it's, you know, some STD, and that's when the other one, the other porn star, loses her shit. Take a listen.
What? favorite.
She thinks that something's wrong with the pussy. Maybe it's a yeasty. She's like, can I have a baby wipe for her cunt, please?
Where is he? The chafing that I was talking about earlier?
Yeah, the redness on her cunt was from chafing.
I was just talking about that. I don't like girls like that. Is she going to leave?
I've come across so many cops where there's little things on there, and I wonder about it too, but I don't want to ruin my scene.
So I just sucked that infected cock.
How dare you?
Chlamydia, herpes, and all.
I was like, oh, are you talking about the chafing that I was talking about 20 minutes ago? Is that what you're talking about? Haven't you ever, like, went to, I don't know, Universal Studios or Disneyland, and you get on the water ride, and you walk, and you walk, and you walk, and you walk, and it changed your fucking shit?
She's kind of cute, but she has really tiny titties, and so, you know, easily replaceable.
Have you ever seen an STD that looked like that? Fuck you. And I have my fucking pass from a few days ago.
Why are you yelling at me?
I just can't believe that she had the balls to say that.
You're not yelling at me, right?
No.
Right.
I can't believe she had the balls to say that.
Do you want to see my chafing? Because I'm sure that every motherfucker in America has had chafing in their life.
All right, first of all, it's not on her pussy. It's like on her thigh.
I'm going to put Sam on it. I really want to cancel the scene because
not
I don't
that
want
bad,
to
actually. I kind of have to agree with her, even though this woman is acting like a bitch. Kind of, you know, it's nothing.
Ever.
It's a little redness.
Get rid of this. You're not allowed to use this.
Okay. Not you guys. Not you guys. I'm saying you get run off every day. I just kept on talking about being taped. And then you want to stop the scene? We all want to get the fuck out of here.
Tanner,
no!
We're almost done. Tanner.
I know we're almost done.
Well, then let's finish up the scene.
No, we're not.
It's Jim again. Jim who couldn't even be nice when the girl lost her purse.
Tanner,
what time is it?
It's always Jim. The thing that I'm learning about porn is I think there's only two porno directors out there. It's Jim or the guy who talks like this with the lisp. It's like
nobody
a
knows.
Speech impediment.
Oh.
Lick her ass. Come on, lick her ass.
Look, there's like three more girls to come. Can we please?
I don't care if there's 17,000 girls from the North Pole. I'm not fucking finishing the scene. I'm tired of you guys.
Are you really going to go shoot with someone else at 5 o'clock? No, you're fucking not.
Yeah,
just calm your ass down and go home.
Tanner,
I am going home. I am going home. Fuck you.
Who is this chick, Tanner? Do you guys know who that is?
I'd rather be a legal receptionist. Catch that on BTS. I could give a fuck less about porn. Don't do porn. Choose school. Will you please turn that fucking camera off? Seriously. What are you, TMZ? I'm not even fucking talking to you, you piece of shit. So don't even fucking talk to me.
Wow, this isn't even about the chafing anymore, I have to say. I guess she just really is a big bitch.
Can I get going, please? It's Friday.
Yeah, I have to go. So either, you know, what you gonna do?
Lady, you're a hole. You're a vessel for a cock. All you have to do is lay there, take a dick in your pussy, and moan like you like it. That's all you have to do for a paycheck. Why is there so much goddamn drama?
I'm not even talking to you.
I don't know what you're trying to get into. I'm asking for my cell phone.
Then go find it. You may want to put it down.
Then go find it. You said you were going to fix it. You are such a fucking piece of shit.
What happened?
Where's the bathroom?
You're not getting shit, Jim.
Yeah, where's the bathroom?
Where the fuck were you standing
last? Oh, I don't know. I peed. I tried to wash off the water from my cell phone, and then you said you would fix it.
I said I'd fix it?
Yeah.
No, someone else volunteered for me to fucking fix
right
it.
Here. So where did you pick it up afterwards,
Jim's always in the middle of this shit. The guy yelling wasn't Jim, by the way, but he's standing. He's literally standing in the middle. Arbitration.
I never picked it up.
Well, Tanner, go do your stuff. Where is your seat?
She gets so angry she can't even speak.
Put that on BTS! Put that on BTS!
What is BTS? I feel like I should know what that is, and I want to be a part of it.
He's such a fucking
bitch! Come on, no, hell no! Hey!
Oh, what did you just push over? Hold on a second, let me rewind.
Sorry.
You are.
Oh, I can't see what she's knocking over.
Hell no! Hey! Don't be doing that shit, that's my shit now you're breaking.
Put fire clothes on me then!
What are you doing? Why you just broke my shit?
How about you broke myself?
I didn't break your cell phone.
Well, I didn't break my cell phone.
So you gotta go throw our shit down.
So that's his computer. I have nothing to do with it.
Oh, fuck you, now you're gonna pay for it.
I'll pay for it then.
All right.
When he buys me a new cell phone.
Is that everything now, Tanner?
Fuck you!
I'll break your fucking camera. I'll break your fucking camera.
Don't break the camera.
She's having a bad day.
Okay, get in the car. Get in the car then.
Leave me the fuck alone.
Okay.
Bye, Tanner. Oh, she's rolling down the window. She has to get the last word in.
What's the matter?
Can you give me an address or something?
What's the address? You don't know your own home address? You don't know your own home address?
Yeah, like anyone wants to help her out now. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Oh, I have bad indigestion. What the hell's wrong with me? Hey, do you guys know how to lose, like, weight really quick? Like, 30 pounds? How can I do that? Keep in mind, I would still like to be able to eat at Wendy's or Burger King at least once a day. So if you could send me some instructions, I'd appreciate that. Thank you. All right. Yeah, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, what are you waiting for? It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Superfreaksideshow.com. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows and exclusive programs. Yesterday was an extended show, and tomorrow's program will be exclusive. So if you want to hear it, you got to sign up. Superfreaksideshow.com. Also, check out on the links today. I'm going to provide a link to a streaming radio stream. I don't know how to say that. What is it? It's like it's stream. If you want to listen to Distorted View while you're on the go, just click on a link. There's links for Android, BlackBerry, iPhones, all that sort of good shit. You just click it, and you can listen to a bunch of classic editions of DV. That's for everyone. I'm setting it up, giving it away for free, because I'm crazy. I'll also provide a link if you want to listen on your desktop. I have a bunch of shows on a loop. And, if you're out and about driving or just bored and want to hear some DV classic editions, just click on the link. All right. Three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First, I really should have written that one out because I had no idea what I was saying. Yes, three quick stories. The first one comes from Zimbabwe, I guess. A man caught having sex with a donkey. Yeah, that sounds about right for Zimbabwe. Stunned a court on Monday by claiming that the animal was, in fact, a hooker he pulled from a nightclub. What? Sunday Moya, 28, was charged with bestiality on Monday. I don't even want to pronounce what fucking town he's from. It's Z followed by the letter V, and Zvishani, I guess. Magistrate Mildred Matavi heard how Moya was found by police officers on routine patrol performing a sex act on the animal inside his yard just after 4 a.m. The donkey, which had been tied by the neck to a tree, was lying on the ground. Donkey didn't seem to be enjoying it. Although he was not formally asked to enter a plea, Moya admitted committing the crime, but told the magistrate an enthralling tale, which had the court in stitches. Your worship, I only came to know that I was being intimate with a donkey when I got arrested. I had hired a prostitute and paid $20 for the service, and I don't know how she then became a donkey. Over there in Zimbabwe, you know, I don't know if they believe in witchcraft. They probably do. All of Africa believes this nonsense. And there's always stories about how the devil or the, like, witches cutting off penises and shit like that. Like, it's insane. And so, you know, claiming that a donkey was moments ago a woman, it doesn't seem so outrageous to these people, I think. I don't know. All right. The magistrate remanded Moya in custody to October 27th and also ordered that he be examined by two government psychiatrists. So there you go. Second story we have for you today. A man wearing what appeared to be a gorilla mask, like a real gorilla mask, not the sex act. You guys know what a gorilla mask is? It's pretty much where a girl shaves down a guy, right? And then the guy collects all of the facial hair or body hair or whatever that has been shaven off of him. And then he proceeds to jerk off onto the broad's face. When he comes all over her, he then throws all of the facial hair clippings or body hair clippings onto her. And that, you know, kind of looks like a gorilla mask. There you go. There's a bizarre sex term for you. An oldie but a goodie. A man wearing what appeared to be a gorilla mask and waving a stun gun robbed a taco stand early Monday. How much money does a fucking taco stand have in it? There's always money in the banana stand. I'm not sure about taco stands, though. Police say the masked man had an accomplice in the robbery at El Alberto's Taco Shop shortly after midnight. One man entered the store and ordered a burrito. Mm-hmm. While the clerk was busy fixing the burrito, the masked gorilla man entered the store and demanded money. After clearing out the cash drawer, probably $200 or something, the two fled on foot with an undisclosed amount of money. So there you go. And finally today, actually, you know what, we'll do two more stories. Because these are relatively short. This story comes from Shalimar, which is in our most fucked up state. Stay with me!
Florida is the most fucked up state.
Yes. A man already charged with trespassing is facing another charge after he tried to flood a toilet in a holding cell. This is news in Florida. A 49-year-old man came to the attention of the county sheriff's office when he was spotted outside a convenience store he had been trespassed from in July. After he was arrested and booked for the trespass charges, the man was put into a jail cell where he took off his shirt, put it in the toilet, and then attempted to flood the cell with toilet water. After he was moved to another room, this one without a toilet, he ripped a thermostat off the wall. All right. I don't really know why that's news or why I read it. Probably because it had to do with a toilet and, you know, me and shit. All right, final story we have for you today. This is a great one from the Chicago area. It was supposed to be a surprise birthday party complete with friends, family, music, and a hired stripper. Now, I can understand having a birthday party with friends and a stripper. But family and a stripper? What the hell's going on? That's disgusting. A 23-year-old forklift truck driver, Harry Rodriguez, his special day ended instead in blood and gunfire when a masked gunman burst into the party and fatally shot him in the early hours of Sunday, shouting, "Cobra lovers!" Oh, it's some sort of fucking gang thing, right? As he opened fire in an apparent reference to the Spanish Cobra street gang, the gunman fired three shots from a rear porch at Rodriguez's home. Rodriguez and a 21-year-old friend who was expected to survive were both hit in the chest. How is the stripper? Is she okay? Fucking saline tits probably saved her. The only one in this news story I really care about. Yes, I loved him too much. That's what he always said. What? I loved him too much. That's what he always said. He loved himself. His mother, Elizabeth, sobbed as dozens of devastated relatives comforted her at her Belmont Cragen home. As they consoled her, relatives laid out Rodriguez's favorite number 90 Julius Peppers Chicago Bears jersey and a pair of smart jeans for his funeral. Pair of smart jeans. A huge Bears fan, known to pals as DJ Rodriguez. This is such a ghetto ass story. I'm sorry. Rodriguez coached youth football and basketball and was a youth summer camp director who tried to keep kids off the street. His best friend Edwin. You know what? Why is he being shot by a gang then? Was he formerly part of a gang or something? Something doesn't add up here. I guess some Latino was hanging out or like outside of where they were having a party and asked one of Rodriguez's cousin like which gang he was in. And the cousin said, "Look, we're Neutrons," which sounds pretty geeky. It sounds like a math team or something, like, or a science team, high school or something. But Neutrons are people with no gang allegiance. But a fight broke out anyway. It ended up being a great tragedy.
It's a great tragedy.
I'm sorry. Tragedy.
It's a great tragedy.
A great tragedy.
It's a great tragedy.
Spit it out, lady.
It's a great tragedy.
All right, this guy was shot dead. There you go. That's your new... Sorry. This guy died. He was shot. Killed. That's your disorder news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here.
It's a great tragedy.
This whole show is a great tragedy. All right, freaks, this is the part of the show where you get to take over and say whatever you want to me.
Hey there, Tim. This is Frank Fennell from Toronto, frankfennell.tumblr.com.
What was that? Look, if you're going to plug your website, don't do it so fast. Don't try to sneak it in there. Hi, this is Frank Smith of FrankSmith.com.
Channel from Toronto.
You can just say it. I'm not going to cut you off. Maybe.
Hey there, Tim. This is Frank Fennell from Toronto, frankfennell.tumblr.com. So I recently signed up for the sideshow, and I have to say that I'm really enjoying it. So people who haven't signed up for the sideshow before, or have never signed up for the sideshow, that is, you should definitely get on that because it is really enjoyable.
Yes, of course. You can get extended shows and exclusive shows. You can listen to every single episode of DV, plus videos and all sorts of stuff. I mean, come on, for $5?
Do you think this kid Dylan that keeps calling and bugging the fuck out of you is for real? Is he a troll? Or I believe you were asking the other day what Asperger's is. Perhaps you can interview him. I don't know.
Yeah.
He's just annoying as fuck.
Yeah, is there anything wrong with you, Dylan? Maybe you, I mean, I don't know. Haven't played that in a while. All right, back to the voicemails. Yeah.
Hey, Timmy Boo with Sideshow Freak, Groom of the Stool, calling in.
Hello
about
again.
William Shatner. Not his second album. That's his third album that came out. His second one is called Has Been.
I'm not.
Actually pretty good.
I gotta tell you, I don't really know that much about William Shatner and his discography. How do you say that?
Man, you know
discography. That doesn't sound right, does it? Discography.
That's the whole shtick behind this new one is that it's just like fucking the transformed man.
Discography.
He's totally in on the joke. He's not a retard or anything. Right?
Oh, okay. Well, no, I feel like a retard because I can't say discography.
Jenny Bird, lifetime member, douchebag calling in. And since I know it will take you forever because of voicemail, I've decided to call now.
It's not that long of a wait. It's
and
like
make fun
a
of
week.
The new sideshow members that are having to pay extra money.
Well, I haven't started that yet, but it's coming. It'll probably happen as a special anniversary present to myself when we celebrate, what is this going to be, 6 years of the sideshow, something like that?
Hey, Tanzu, this is Rob from Cleveland. Hey,
Rob.
I have a couple of things to talk to you about real quick.
Sure.
I see here in the Washington Times that the adult baby, I don't know if you've been following this, possibly a sort of view update. He has been cleared of all fraud charges, and he could still get social security checks and be an adult baby. How cool is that?
Wow.
And one other thing, I don't know if you've been following me on Facebook, I am engaged.
Oh, congratulations, Rob. I love Rob. I say that every time. It's like, I don't want to fuck you, Rob, as much as I say I love you. But, I do follow you on Facebook.
I'm getting married in Ohio next September.
Oh.
And I was wanting to know if you would want to be my celebrity guest. I would invite you and everything. You don't have to do a thing. You get a free plate of food and stuff like that. I just have you as my celebrity guest.
That'd be kind of cool.
I was trying to get Andrew WK, but he's not answering any of my questions.
Well, look, if you can't get him, get a hold of me. I'd be happy to.
Okay, people. You know why?
I mean, I'm not going to stay there a long time because I don't know anyone. You know what I mean? But I'll eat your food.
Your phone sounds like shit every time you try and play music for Tim over the phone. It's not that someone's doing it wrong and you can do a better job and make the music come through. Phones only pick up human voice frequencies. All right, so it's not going to pick up all your tones and your music.
Yeah.
So your music is going to sound like shit.
I mean, you can do it. There's been a few people who have been able to successfully play music over the telephone for me. But you gotta be smart about it. You know what I mean? The bass can't be too heavy on the bass. You can't keep your phone too far away, but it can't be too close that it's going to distort it. I don't know. It's just better off if you just don't do that.
So I gotta say this quick. Basically, I have this design class. It's an art class where, I don't know, you have to do graphic design stuff.
Yes.
My teacher's a mega bitch, and I hate her. And the only thing that gets me through the day is because of you and your show. Because whenever I call into the voicemail, you say comments, questions, queefs, and I love that.
Yes.
She, whenever she does a slideshow to show us examples of work that we should be working on, after every slide, she asks comments, questions, and I get so excited because I just want her to finish up
just
with
slipping a queef.
Questions and queefs.
Oh, that'd be great.
And that's pretty much it.
All right. Well, thank you very much for that.
Hey, Timmy, cum dumpster Jensen.
I am not a cum dumpster, and my last name is Henson.
Remember Deadpool vs. Batman. I'm on my way back from GameStop, which is the worst store in the world. I picked up the new Batman game.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure you're already on top of that. But I just want to know,
a lot of good reviews.
I'm only 22, so when I was getting games for, like, regular Nintendo or Super Nintendo, I wasn't looking for money. I was looking for whatever.
What?
But you're an old fogey, so how much were video games, like, in the late 80s and early 90s? Because it's just ridiculous that I have to pay.
I don't, you know, I don't know, what, 40 bucks? I mean, I don't think they were that much cheaper than they are now, actually.
Dollars.
I mean, yeah, $60, $70 is a bit much, but yeah, I think back then, I don't think it was uncommon to spend, what, $40 or $50 on
for
a game, right?
I can enjoy for
like regular Nintendo or regular Nintendo, the 8-bit Nintendo or Super Nintendo.
Mr. Henson, hey, this
you guys
is
remember?
Long-time listener Clark in North Carolina.
I would pick some of the worst fucking games. You know, when I was a kid, and this might have been before even Nintendo Power, or maybe Nintendo Power was around, I don't know. But, you know, it was hard to pick out good games, and I didn't get a lot. You know, you go on the recommendation of your friends and shit, but of course I didn't have any friends because I was a loser. No. But, you know, especially when the Nintendo first came out, I would pick the worst games to get. Like, I picked out Anticipation. Do you remember that? Because I thought it looked fun. It was like a fucking board game, but it's like a video board game. So that was a bad one. I picked out Tetris, which is, you know, okay. You know, it's an okay game, but, you know, not a game that a little kid wants to play, right? And I picked out Arkanoid. And the reason why I picked out Arkanoid, and I actually enjoyed that game. But again, it's not like an action adventure game. It's a breakout, basically. But the reason why I picked it, of course, was because the packaging included a special controller. And I was like, oh, you get a controller and a game for the price of a game. So, but yeah, I picked out some bad games. I always wanted to play. And then whenever I would go through Nintendo Power, I'd pick out bad games, too, that I wanted. Ooh, I want Pipe Dreams.
Mr. Henson,
it's the worst stupid games.
Long-time listener Clark in North Carolina. Sorry about that, R2-D2.
That's okay.
I just wanted to tell you, I am sorry about your dad passing. And,
really? Well, this is
I
like...
I wanted to ask you, did you notice you've had two different news stories in the last couple weeks? One was from Slow in the UK, and one was from Scranton in the United States.
Oh.
Which is...
The office, yeah.
The UK and the US office.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
I don't know, I just noticed that. Oh. All right.
Thank you for that observation. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666-OH-GOD.
It's a great tragedy.
Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. Listen, if you guys are sideshow freaks, I will be back tomorrow with the Thursday program. Otherwise, I will see you back on Friday to end the week. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody. Speaks loud of the world.
If you gon' suck a dick, then you suck a dick.